protecting against disease and safeguarding health, more has been accomplished during the 20th century than in all the previous history of man. The American Medical Association, in conjunction with your local medical society, proudly presents Medical Milestone.
Disease coexists with man. It has always been so. It is seen in all the records of man's history. Some diseases are seen in the signs of prehistory. And one of the oldest of all is the most difficult to handle. The arthritides, namely those conditions which involve the joints, muscles, bones, and associated organs.
Earliest man fell victim to the crippling pains. The ancient Egyptian, the Java ape man, the Neanderthal man. Arthritis was on the planet long before man himself. Bones of dinosaurs, reputedly 200 million years old, show the telltale signs of arthritic overgrowth.
Today, these conditions are among the greatest causes of chronic disability in the United States. They may be responsible for disabling 10 times as many persons as tuberculosis, 7 times as many as cancer. The total number of victims is as great as the combined population of Los Angeles and Chicago. Those who have known the pain can appreciate the remark of one victim.
No one dies from these conditions, but oh, how they sometimes wish they would.
The great event that finally announced a breakthrough occurred on September 21st, 1948, when Dr. Philip Hinch and two of his associates at Mayo Clinic administered the first therapeutic dose of cortisone to a patient crippled with rheumatoid arthritis. Cortisone belongs to a group of chemicals known as steroids, which are powerful hormones produced by the sex and adrenal glands. The relationship between hormones and rheumatoid arthritis was first suspected more than a generation ago, when physicians started to ask two important questions.
Why does rheumatoid arthritis temporarily disappear in women when they become pregnant? Why does it disappear in people who are afflicted with jaundice?
It was suspected that the answer lay in some change in the output of one or more body hormones, probably the adrenal glands, the tiny glands lying over the kidneys. Philip Hinch was convinced that pregnant women secreted a protective factor, and that this factor was a cortical hormone, a hormone produced by the adrenal cortex, the outer layer of the adrenal gland. In 1935, Edward Kendall of the Mayo Foundation isolated an adrenal steroid known as Compound E. This was cortisone. For 13 years, Compound E remained on Kendall's laboratory shelf untried until September of 1948, when Hinch made the trial on 14 rheumatoid arthritis patients and brought complete freedom from pain within 3 days. Subsequently, it was found that steroids, hormones, cortisone and ACTH, produced beneficial results in rheumatic fever, hay fever, asthma and other allergies, inflammatory eye diseases, which formerly led to blindness, serious burns, skin conditions, and many other ailments. But they must be used with care and should not be used in tuberculosis and in psychotic patients or in patients with cardiovascular and renal disease, osteoporosis, peptic ulcer, and convulsive disorders. They do not cure. Use them and the disease stops. Discontinue them and usually the disease returns. But there is no denying that ACTH and cortisone and the other steroids have revolutionized the treatment of many diseases. There is no denying the relief from crippling pain that they have brought to millions of sufferers, the precious time they have saved for diseased bodies to mobilize their forces of recovery. There is no denying that steroids represent one of the true miracles of 20th century science.
Medical Milestones has been brought to you by the American Medical Association, dedicated to the science and art of medicine, and to the enlightenment of all who care about life and think about health.